The following is a First Marine Aircraft Wing taped historical interview. The interviewee is Captain Albert R. Eastman, Jr., 091756 USMC. RIO attached to VMFA 115, MAG 13, Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474, USMC. This interview takes place at Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam, on 2 March 1968. The subject of this interview is preparation and embarkment mission. The events described in this interview occurred on 26 February 1968. This interview is classified confidential until downgraded by high authority.
This is Captain Eastman, radar intercept officer with VMFA 115. On Monday, 26 February 1968, I was assigned the BARCAP mission. Lead aircraft was Major Jacob Moore and RIO Ray Cushman. I was in the second aircraft. My pilot was Lieutenant Colonel Lefebvre. We took off at approximately 18:15 and proceeded north. The lead aircraft with Major Moore and Captain Cushman in it had a fire warning light and had to return to Chu Lai Air Base. Colonel Lefebvre and I proceeded on as a single aircraft. We were Solo 2. VMCJ's aircraft Solo 1 came up behind us, and the A6 aircraft was behind them. We heard both report into Vice Squad. We continued north under the direction of the Vice Squad to Channel 85. From 85 to Channel 89, there we put the contact invert to refuel on the tanker. Invert was down, we contact Brigham. Brigham handed us off to Basketball Tanker. We air refueled, left the tanker, and proceeded to Channel 97. Just south of 97, we turned east to our orbit point, which was established as south of Hanoi, running from the 260 radio to the 280 radio from Channel 26. There we established our orbit, and VMCJ One's aircraft established their orbit, and the A6 aircraft proceeded into its target. We had no contacts except going into our orbit, an F-4 from the Air Force, who had just completed their mission, was on their way out. I recognized that from the brief of the time they were due to come out. No further contacts except with the VMCJ-1 aircraft were established. Approximately 5 minutes prior to time on target for the A-6, they call execute and proceeded into the target. After that, we heard nothing from the A-6. VMCJ-1 aircraft called me saying that they had heard a SAM warning and that they saw an explosion over the target. They did not hear from the A-6 aircraft. We stayed on station approximately 35 minutes, which extended 10 minutes past the TOT, and still there was no contact from the A-6 bomber. After that, J-1 decided that we could not hear from the J-1 aircraft could not establish contact with the A-6 bomber, and neither could we. Therefore, we assumed that maybe they had lost radios and could not contact anyone. At that point, J-1 and ourselves headed back. We went out, circled a couple times, saw no other aircraft in the air except the J-1 aircraft, and went back to Channel 97. And from Channel 97, we proceeded to Channel 89. We stayed on Red Crown's frequency to see if they had any information on the A-6 bomber. But before switching to Vice Squad, they were still trying to contact the A-6, but no word had been established with them. just north of channel 85. We switched to vice squad. The J1 bird had switched over to vice squad, and we came back into Chu Lai.